There's a very beautiful mitzvah which we're experiencing right now at both sides, the mitzvah Sfiras HaOmer. I think it's a very famous Sefer HaChinuch also on this. It explains what the mitzvah is all about. Mishorash HaMitzvah Al Sar HaPshat V'Fishe Kol Ikaron Shel Yisrael. The whole Iker, the main thing of Kai Yisrael and all the Torah. It's Torah. Neha Torah Nivru Shemaim V'Oretz. And that's the reason why we have an existing world. If there would be no Torah, Hashem would not have created the world. Moshe Kossim, Mo'brisi Yom V'Gayla, Chukosh Maim V'Oretz Chosamti, V'yo Iker V'asiba, Shnigalu V'yosum Mitzrayim. That's the main reason why Klal Yisrael was taken out of Mitzrayim. Kedei Shikabu HaTorah, to receive the Torah, V'sinai, V'kamuot, and M'kaim the Torah. Moshe Omar, Hashem V'Moshe, V'zel Chosh, K'nonichi Shalachticha, Yosiach HaSom Mitzrayim. Now the whole business, right? So this is the reason why Kodesh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim. U'pirsh HaPosuk HaZeh, HaPosuk, Hotsiach HaSom Mitzrayim, Yeo Chalos, Shetavnu HaSolkim. Okay, let me skip it, I'm sorry. Kolom, Shetakabu HaTorah, Sheikra HaGodol, Shebeshvil Zeh Heim Negolim. This is the reason why Kai Yisrael is Negolim, V'yatachas HaTova Shelohem. And this is the greatest Tova of theirs, it's greater than Avdus Cheros from freedom from Avdus. Okay, basic. That's the purpose of Kal Yisrael, to go ahead and learn Torah, to kabbal the Torah, to the mitzvahs. Meike, and therefore, says the Chinuch, since this is the main thing, therefore, it is Tavino Limnos, Mimochras Yom Tov Shal Pesach, Ad Yom Zin HaTorah, we commanded to count from the day after Yom Tov Rishon Shal Pesach till Kabbalah HaTorah, Raharos Benav Shenu, to show ourselves, showing our Nefesh, Hachef HaGadol, the tremendous desire, Ayom HaNichva HaNichsaf Libenu, that day which is very beloved and desired and honorable in our hearts, Kevish Yisha Feltzel, Vimna Tamid, Mosai Yavu, like our Evid wants freedom, Vimna Tamid, Mosai, and this Evid will always count, Mosai Yavu, Ho'es, Hanichsaf Elov, Jesus Christ, when does that time come? Kiamin Maru Adam, Kikol Yisha, Bechol Kevstol, Lagia, Asman Hahu. When a person counts, towards something, it shows he wants it. So he also chose, he wants that day of Matan Torah, of Shavuos. That's what he says. Very nice, beautiful piece. Sefer HaChinuch, right? Gevaldik. Let's go right there. Okay. Now, so just a couple of hairs are both sides. We know how Chashuv Torah is. We know it's Gevaldik. It's beautiful. It helps us. It creates us. It motivates us. It changes us. But just the hair, two things are both sides. Number one, which to me is, I think it's an eye-opener. We know Chazal, we know Klal Yisrael was in Mitzrayim for how long? 210 years, right? A tremendous shibud, I think, for 85 years. I don't know exact chesed, but tremendous servitude, tremendous torture. 24-7, you can imagine every time a mitzri walked by, he says, hey Jew, I want to give me some hamburgers, make some scrambled eggs for me, go do my laundry. Totally under the servitude, the control, the mind-boggling control of that they had over our bodies, that there we have a total, no freedom at all. It's hard to imagine, you know, the worst situation of servitude and negation of freedom. They couldn't do whatever they wanted. They had a boss who was just a total, a terrible tyrant who had control, and whatever they wanted, they got from the Jews. For 210 years, not for a year or two, or at least the heavy part, Chazal was 89 years, but so you think, okay, so what's the purpose of going out of Mitzrayim? You know, think, okay, Torah is beautiful, it's great, it's the equal purpose of while we're here. But the purpose of leaving Mitzrayim is to give me a break. You know, 210 years is a churban, it's terrible. I'll say no, says the Chinuch, that's not the reason. That's not the reason why they went out. It's not to give them the freedom. That's not the equal reason. Might be a part of the reason. Equal reason is because Hashem wants to give us the Torah. That's worth more than anything we can think of. All the freedom and all the hardship and all the servitude, the freedom, the change from that is not as chashuv as the fact that now we have a Torah to be osek in and to do the mitzvahs. Number one, Rabbeinu, which I think is a chiddush. Sure, I think so. But more than that, Rabbeinu, If you read it carefully, I think what he means over here, he says a couple times, the end of the first paragraph, not ikur gadol bishvilam. Not that it's the great thing for them. Lahem, to them, Rabosai. The people who were involved in being enslaved and went through this torture, they were, if you ask them, why do you want to go out? So, okay, Hashem might have his cheshbonos, maybe it's Vada Chiddush, of course, Hashem is machshir the Torah more, but they themselves were able to appreciate that I want to go out of here, not because, okay, of course I want to go out because it's hard, it's torturous, it's terrible, it's tyranny, you know? But no, that's not why they want. They ask me, what's the real reason? Why do you want to go out? I want Torah, because I realize how important Torah is in my life, how important Torah mitzvahs, the learning of Torah, the observance of Torah, the doing of mitzvahs is so chashuv to me. More than just being free from this terrible situation is what? I want Torah. That, Rabbos, to me is mind-boggling. It's not just saying it's good for them. They wanted this. For them, that was the main reason. They appreciate, they wanted, I wanted to get out of here. You know why? Because I want Torah. Rabbos, that to me, I think is such a, that a person under such enslavement, in such a situation, can appreciate the godless, the beauty. That means that Torah is like, whoa, it's up there in our minds. Not just HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what's best. Okay, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as much as HaKadosh Baruch Hu is machshiv, a person's tsar, which is machshiv tremendously, he loves us so much, he cares for our tsar, but to say, okay, condition number one, that's more chashuv, Torah is more chashuv than all the tsar, which Hashem cares for so much, or this terrible tsar, to avoid that tsar, that's condition number one. More than that, Rebbe will say, is that the people who are going through the tsar, they themselves can appreciate how as much as they want to be out of this terrible place, but they want Torah. So that's because they're machshav. Whatever they went through, for somehow, I guess going through seeing the nisim, seeing the makos and everything that happened to them, and seeing that the Mitzrayim was a decrepit place, a perverted place, and they saw that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was in charge, he's the one person, I guess they developed hakarav, how chashuv Torah is for them, to be able to work on yourselves, how valuable it is, I don't want to be a Mitzri, I want to be a Yid, I want to be a person who's a Ben Torah. That they were machshav, and that was the greatest reason for them. What's the benefit to you? It's because I want to become a Ben Torah. Well, so we have to appreciate what we have. This is a Torah which is like, whoo, billions and billions it's worth. You know, more than any price. You can't give a price tag to be freedom, to be free from these 24/7 beasts over there, right? No price tag on that. But on top of that is the chashivas which HaKadosh Baruch Hu places, and the people themselves are able to place on that value of having a Torah and a mitzvah. And what do we do, Rabbi Olsay? So what do we do because of that? Next level, just not just Kiddush, but the hair, what do? We count, right? In other words, we count how many days. So he says, naturally speaking, when a person counts, he says, that shows that you're looking forward to something. It's already, you know, it's some people look forward to Shabbos. You know, it's the second day of the week, the third day of the week. Hayom Yom Hamishi B'Shabbos. Oh, I want to get the Shabbos, Gavaldik. They have a day off, they don't have to work so hard. We guess the Monday Nachamo, the Monday morning blues, they say, right? That's some people look forward to that. That's because they're counting. Not because that. We count, when we count our both side, it's a symbol. It teaches us, right? It's not a lesson in terms of all the details, what's so good about Torah. That's not what the sphere is about. There's nothing in the midst of counting which says, learn the chashivas and how chashiv Torah is. No. But Hashem wants us to be able to develop, to inculcate the chashivas of Torah. You know how you do it? By just, you know, doing an external, a physical action which indicates to me when I'm doing it, I say, why am I counting? Well, what's this all about? Why am I? I'm looking forward. I'm looking forward to what? To Torah, Torah, Torah. I want Kabbalah, sir. I want the day of Shavuos. That's how you change yourself. You change your, if you want to develop, I'll say, Chashivos, Chavivos HaTorah. You know what you do? You count towards Torah. There's no added intellectual understanding of what Torah stands for. Right? That's not part of the deal. It's not part of the mitzvah. It doesn't say, you know, go ahead and take a book and read an Or Chasdikim Shar HaTorah and how Chashuv Torah is. No. That's also good. I'm not afuge of that. But the way, one of the ways by which you inculcate is by showing it, doing a pu'ula, a external pu'ula for yourself, which indicates to you, which is a maramakum to you, a signal, an indicator. Torah is chashuv. You know why? Because that's why I'm counting. Otherwise, why am I counting? I don't do stupid things, right? I'm counting for that reason. That's one of the ways by which you change yourself, change your appreciation for anything, in this case, Torah. Just a small thing about Bosai. There's the interesting Medrash Rabbah in this parsha about the Kohen Gadol Me'elchav. Lama Nikrashma Kohen Gadol, Shu Gadol, B'chamisha Dvarim. What's so great about him? It's five things he has. B'chachma, great. B'kawach, strength. B'noi, in beauty. B'osher, in wealth. U'b'shana, and in years. I'm going to go through B'noi, Shu No Me'elchav, B'kawach, Shu Gibor. He's a powerful guy. He's a Hercules. He's a strong guy. He can bench press. I don't know how much. Toby, what's that? Anyway, how he can bench press. Bore A. Aaron Kishahina Fesalavim Eshim. I'll bring your eye. Says, look, I'll show you an example in the pasuk. Says the Medrash. Aaron Cohen Kishahina Fesalavim. When he picked up the Levim, Eshim Vishnaim Elef Hainif Yomechad. One day he picked up 23,000 Levim. Don't laugh, Rabosa. That's the Chazal. That's what the pasuk is saying. How did he pick it? How did he do it? What did he do? Moach umevi, malo morit, up and down, back and forth. Hevei shaya gadol b'koach. Obviously, he was a powerful person. An average guy, nobody here can lift up 23,000, koanim in one day. It doesn't make sense. It can't be. Oh, he was a powerhouse. He was a super powerful person. The Torah of Chaim Shmulevitz brings a beautiful where he says, number one, he says, just, he did the math. I didn't check out the math. He says, 23,000 in one day, that means he made a cheshma. I didn't go through it, but I trust him. Every three seconds was another person. Picked up this way, that way, up and down. 3 seconds, next, come on, next, up and down, back and forth, right? So, whoa, that's like, I don't know how you do that. But okay, he did it. But he asked the basic kashu, what is so chush about being a bal koach for Kohen Gadol? Okay, if you're a muscle man, you're trying to, in the Olympics, so that's very chashu. But for Kai Yisrael, for Kohen Gadol, that's one of the five attributes of Kohen Gadol has. He's strong. Who cares if he's strong? Why does he have to be strong? What does it do with anything? What's the ma'ir? What's the praise that Chazal give? The Medrash says he's strong, and that's one of his five attributes of chashivas. So Reb Chaim goes through a whole piece. You read yourself if you want. It's not my shmooz, but basically he says very, very beautifully. He says what it means over here. In short, he says what it means is that someone who's a bal koach means someone who's ezel gibor hakovish yisro, who's a powerful person, right? Someone who's kovish yisro. What does that mean? That means a person who's kovish yisro means he's not an otzel. He's aggressive in terms of he's consistent. He's pushing. He's yearning. He has a goal. He's focused on something. He wants more. He yearns for more. He wants, and he has that self control to keep on pursuing the goal that he has. That's what a gibor is. Kovach Yisro is not. He does not distracted. He has delicious food over here. He'll go to Disney over here. He has this over here. All the things attract him. All the beautiful things attract him. All the cell phones, all the internet, everything attracts and takes them away. But a guy who's a gibor is not distracted, he's not taken away by that. He's consistent, he's focused, he wants to do, he wants to accomplish. That's the gibor. I think close to Rambam, I think it's gibor b'midosav, the Rambam says. He's a powerful guy because he goes ahead and is focused and just wants and is able to control his yetzer and his focus and his actions by what he wants to do, what's right and not what his taivas lead him to. That's the Raya says from Aaron Cohen. It's not possible. It's impossible to go ahead and pick up 23,000 people. As strong as you are, it doesn't make any sense. What's pshat? But he was a gibor, and he was driven. He wanted to do it. He wanted to do the mitzvah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said he should do, and therefore he was zochet siyat deshmaya. That's every koach, every whatever you do, you lift up your hand, it's siyat deshmaya. You take a walk, it's siyat deshmaya. That's all it is. So a guy who's that's what it means. A guy who's a bal koach means he has the focus, he has the desire, he has the willpower, he has the kovish it's yisro, and therefore he's zocha to be strong. That's Aaron's zocha to be strong and powerful. That's what it means a Kohen. A Kohen is not because he's physically built well. It's because he has the focus, the emphasis of Koch, means the strength to go ahead and do what has to be done, to be a Baal Midos Tovos, to work on his Midos, to work on himself, to work on Torah, to become a bigger Shalom, bigger Baal Amunah, bigger Baal Emes, bigger Baal Batachim, all the above, bigger Masmin, everything. Bring about Kavan and David, every single thing he's focusing on. That's what Bal Koach means according to Reb Chaim Shmulevitz. So check it out. You can read it yourself if you want to both say, but that's what we have to recognize on both sides. We have the biggest chus we have, as we said before, is to go ahead and have the Torah, because Torah enables us. with the blueprint of creation, as they say, which enables teach us how to become a bigger shalom, how to become a bigger mensch, a bigger shalom, a person who focuses more, is metarit, purifies the leiv, so that I feel I want to do more, I want to keep on doing what Hashem wants me to do, I want to become bigger bal emes. When a person does that, he recognizes that's the chashivas, and he puts it to work, and he puts it to use. And by being a bal koach, by being someone who's a kovesh yisro, which we get from the Torah, that's the chashivas that we spoke about before. That's the opportunities we have, Rabos. That's the challenge we have. And a person, he has to develop that more of a yearning. He calls it the lack of atzlus, as Reb Chaim Shmulevitz says. The lack of atzlus. The opposite of atzlus is, I want to do. It's not because he's lighter on his feet, but he has a greater desire to do, a greater desire to go ahead and be a bigger ben Torah, a greater desire to accomplish whatever he's supposed to be accomplishing. That's the opportunity we have, Rabbi Osai, Chazak ve'ematz.